Good morning. It's Wednesday, 13th of January. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew chapter 15. I'm reading from Brother Melva Purkis. Jesus travelled northwestwards for about 30 miles into the mountains of Upper Galilee, reaching at last the borders of Tyre and Sidon. There is no reason to believe that Jesus went over those borders into the land of the Gentiles. The evidence suggests that he did not. He entered into a house on the Galilean side of the boundary and, in Mark's words, would have no man know it. But he could not be hid. A Syrophoenician woman was in deepest distress because her daughter had an unclean spirit. She had heard of the fame of Jesus and, crossing the border, sought for him. After anxious inquiry, she found him. How her heart would leap with joy when she saw him. She threw herself at his feet. Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She had found him. Her faith would suffice. She lay there at his feet. Her ears waited for the word which would turn the anguish in her soul into joy. There was no response from the quiet figure. No gracious hand lifted her up. No power flowed forth to meet her cry of faith. No word of comfort broke the stillness. In silence, he watched her piteous appeal for help. Quietly, he left her with her burden and her grief. Still she clung to her belief in him. She followed, crying, imploring, beseeching, until her persistence disclosed a hardness in the hearts of the disciples, which must yet be softened. Send her away, they besought the Lord, for she crieth after us. Where lies the secret of his silence? Why are the fountains of his mercy sealed? Surely the answer lies in the manner of the woman's approach. Jesus was too great to be patronized. In her need, she had addressed him as, "Thou son of David." What could she know of the meaning of this title she had so glibly used? David had not been king of Syria. His greatest son had not crossed the borders of Galilee. Like the woman who had touched the hem of his garment, she too has something to learn. Spiritual discernment of her relationship with Israel must take the blindness from her faith. Jesus makes answer to the disciples, not to her. I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Quickly she discerns her mistake. Worshipping him, she implores once more, appealing to him no longer as the son of David, who belonged only to Israel, but as the Lord, the universal helper of all mankind. She accepts his rebuke, but she will not leave him. Her need is desperate. Lord, help me. At last he speaks. His words press the teaching home. She will never forget now that salvation is of the Jews. It is a hard saying, but he has spoken, and in his words there is a gleam of hope. It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. With that sudden inspiration which so often comes in the presence of Christ, she accepts his answer. There is yet hope. There are crumbs. True, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Surely it was given her in that moment what to speak. How could she have known that the children had so recently refused the bread? How had she learned that they had driven him at that moment to the very border of the table? And was not he the master of the dogs also? Was not she here in faith at his feet? How beautifully Jesus responded to this woman who had wrestled with the sun and had prevailed. Her sorrow had endured for a night, but joy had come in the morning. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. Thank you for listening to me.